Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's hear from Trump voters now on last night's State of the Union. Kim Dowdle is from Birmingham, Alabama, a stay-at-home mom. She agrees with President Trump on many things, but not his backing of candidate Roy Moore in the election there. Kim's given us permission to say she is a rape survivor. And after several women accused Moore of sexual assault, she co-founded the group Republicans for Doug Jones, the Democrat who won that Senate seat. But Kim, what did you make of President Trump's State of the Union?
Overall, I was pleased. I was very pleased that he controlled himself.
Well, you've told us that's the one thing you do, take the phone out of his hand.
Oh, yeah, I would. I mean, let's be honest. We all voted for him because he wasn't a politician. And I do enjoy his opinions, find them comical at times. But there are times where he just needs to stop.
Well, last night was apparently one. I mean, the president is getting kudos for staying on script, for having a more civil tone than he can have on Twitter. But you told us that you wanted to hear about immigration. You are of Irish and Italian background. Your brother's wife just got her citizenship. She's from the Philippines. What'd you want to hear? And did you hear it?
I mean, there's so much that goes in with immigration. I just want to see America create an honest path for those who truly want to become citizens. I'm not talking about those who are here and don't pay taxes. I'm talking about my sister-in-law who came here as a young child and her family worked hard and was diligent. She's a nurse. She went through our universities and she's good at what she does. She pays taxes. She has five beautiful children with my brother. She's not going anywhere. Her family is all over here now. Those are the people that I want to see have a definite pathway. And he did say 12 years last night, which I was proud to hear at least some date. That's ridiculous, in my opinion, 12 years. But it's a start.
Well, there is a deadline for lawmakers to figure that out. So that was one concern. Tell me, was there a moment where you kind of winced or a moment where you sat up and said, this is what I want to hear from my president?
There weren't any wince moments, with the exception he spoke about prison reform. And I liked what he said, but what I didn't like was how. He said that he wants to reform our prisoners to help inmates who have served their time to get a second chance at life. And I give him accolades for that. But how?
I'm just curious, why is that so important to you? Why did that hit home? The idea of helping prisoners have work after their sentences end.
Well, our prison system is so broken, and we put these people in jail, and, you know, you can change. Everyone can change. But if you've got someone in prison who is really earnest in their desire to change, then all we do when we release him is just give him a little bit of money and say good luck, you know?
How did you feel about the fact that he pivoted off of that to linking crime in the U.S. to these MS-13 gangs, which are horrendous, but often are not really representative of most immigrants?
You're right there. It does infuriate me that people like the MS-13 gangs are the greater representative of those who are just here trying to just make ends meet and become a citizen of this amazing country. They want freedom just like everyone else, just like my forefathers and yours.
Yeah. You've, again, given us permission to mention that you are a rape survivor.
Yes.
What do you think of the women who have made so many accusations against President Trump?
You know, here's what I'd like to see him do. And if he would just do this, how much more revered he would be. And I don't think he understands that, actually. Perhaps he just needs to hear that we as Americans would revere him for his faults as well as his strengths, you know? I would love for him to actually say, I did this. I passed it off as locker room talk. It made me nervous. I didn't know what to say. I didn't expect it to be taped. I felt violated because it was taped. And because I felt violated that it was taped, now I understand a wee bit of just how much they must have felt violated that I did those deplorable actions to them. Do I believe them? You bet I do.
You do, Kim. You believe
I do.
It. Yeah. That's Kim Dowdle, a Republican voter from Birmingham, Alabama. Kim, thanks so much for weighing in on the speech last night.
Thank you for having me.
So she's a rape survivor who's for a second chance for inmates. And as we just heard, the president, a Republican for a path to citizenship. Interesting. Now to Ben Clymer Jr., president of the Lincoln Club of Riverside County, California. He was a delegate for candidate Trump during the 2016 National Convention. He's also a small business owner, runs several auto body repair shops. Ben, your take on the State of the Union last night.
Overall, in regards to the State of the Union, I was fairly satisfied with the message from President Trump, and I thought it, contrary to some of the media comments afterward, I thought it was an overall unifying message.
Well, and how so? What did you hear?
One thing that in particular was very unifying was when he talked about his four-point plan for immigration. He specifically mentioned it wasn't something that individuals were going to get 100% of what they wanted, but that everyone would get something, and it was compromise.
And the pillars are, as we heard when this was laid out, a path to citizenship for the DACA recipients and the Dreamers, reduce what's called family immigration or chain migration by some, eliminating the visa lottery, and secure the border. So you liked hearing that, in particular because you've told us your wife is a Mexican immigrant who came to the U.S. legally 20 years ago, and you and she are not comfortable with people granted citizenship if they came illegally.
That's correct. As the president alluded to last night, American citizens, we have dreams too. And what we see, my wife and I both, is it's a blatant disrespect and a slap in the face to those individuals who took the time to come here legally to let these other individuals come and cut in front of the line, so to speak.
Well, and does that even apply in your mind to children who had no choice?
The parents put them in that situation. But let's look at what DACA even stands for. Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, which means it would have to be addressed at a later time. Congress has the authority to implement immigration laws, not the president. Trump put it back in the hands of Congress, which is the constitutional method.
So you're satisfied there. And by the way, if in fact the president's plan goes through, these DACA recipients would not just get deferred deportation, they would have a path to citizenship. Are you okay with that?
It would depend on the path. For example, all the individuals that are currently in the queue, if their path is after the total queue is satisfied, I wouldn't be necessarily an objection to that. If they get to the front of the line, I think that would dissatisfy a lot of his base.
Okay. Well, you're a businessman. Just real quick, what did you hear that you liked about business and the economy?
Seeing that companies are reinvesting in America. During the campaign, the rhetoric we heard from the Democratic side was that bolstering manufacturing jobs would be impossible in the United States. And now seeing that manufacturing is re-ramping up, extremely encouraging. Unemployment, the lowest it's been in over four decades. That's extremely encouraging.
But how do you feel about the president claiming those stats when, in fact, it's been a trend for years?
So the trend for the years that we heard from the prior president, who also inherited a bad economy from his predecessor, mm-hmm. was this is the new norm when quoting statistics like 1.8% growth GDP and 2% growth GDP. Now that we see over 3% GDP, something has to be working, right? And there is more faith in the direction the country is taking when it comes to the economy.
So overall, what would you give the president? Grade him, Ben.
For his speech last night, overall, I would grade him an A. There are some things I obviously disagree with as far as being very militaristic in foreign intervention. I'd like to see more of his platform as far as the non-intervention. But overall, I really like the fact that he touched on what, after all, is our motto, In God We Trust, and faith in family, not in government, being the center of the American life.
And by the way, you've told us you're a flaming libertarian, your words.
I am indeed.
And so you did not like the request for more funding for the military?
No, only because we need to know what's being spent first, especially with Trump being a businessman, for him to follow through on wanting to audit the different departments to make them more accountable prior to just granting more funding. Because I think we could have an even more effective military with what is being spent now, let alone more.
That's Ben Clymer Jr., president of the Lincoln Club of Riverside County, California, a Republican independent organization. Ben, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.